First of all, just tell me a little bit about your background and your family. When you were growing up, how politically active was your family in Chattanooga?
I grew up here in Chattanooga. My family wasn't particularly political. We paid attention to what was going on, but didn't go out to campaign events or get involved much in elections. What they did was try to instill values about what they thought should go on in society, and through their comments about government and the way things should be, that was the main way that they influenced me politically.
Tell me about what you currently do for a living.
Well, I'm a lawyer. Over the last several years, I also served in the legislature as state senator for the 10th District, which covered about half of Hamilton County and all of Marion County. But that's a part-time job, so during the whole time, I've also practiced law.
And perhaps the most important question of all, why are you running for mayor?
Well, the mayor sets the tone and vision for the city. To me, every day we need to be thinking about building community, the ways we can share responsibility, and how we create opportunity. There are four things that really touch on that. One is economic development. Another is public safety and crime. Then we have education. And finally, we can't do anything about public safety, economic development, and education unless we use every dollar effectively. So in addition to those, I'm really concerned about transparency and accountability in government.
What is your experience in Chattanooga city government specifically?
Well, my main experience has been dealing with it from the state side. One of the things that happens in the legislature is that you spend a lot of time trying to make sure that you help local officials execute the things that they want to do, and listening to people in your constituency who are concerned not just about one branch of government, but about their lives. So I've spent much of the last several years talking to people about what's going on, and a lot of what they want to talk about is not, we think state government should do this or federal government should do this. They just want to tell me what they think will make a difference in their lives. So you can really get a feel for how you can impact them on every level.
Who inspires you as a leader, and what is your leadership experience?
Well, obviously people are influenced heavily by their families. And so having grown up with somebody who is my father in particular, is very thoughtful and calm under pressure. Make sure that he understands the facts and deals with them rather than the emotion. That's really been an inspiration to me. For me, the one thing that I try to make sure that I do is work with people to get things done. In the legislature, last year, for example, I passed something called Tennessee Works. It moved Tennesseans from the unemployment rolls to the work rolls, saving the state over $900,000 a year in the process. You do that by, going to the governor, making sure that you have a relationship with him, working with both sides of the aisle in the legislature, and trying to figure out the ways that you shepherd ideas to make real progress for people. On a number of issues, I was happy to be able to do that in the legislature and look forward to bringing that same kind of cooperative spirit of leadership to the local level.
You said you're an attorney, a state legislator. In either one of these careers, what do you think is your most significant professional accomplishment to date?
Well, I'm really been thinking a lot about my state legislative time. I think it's hard to do that because I look at some of the personal things that I saw happen. I'll give you one example. A woman wrote me an email where she talked about the fact that she couldn't get in touch with the bank and her house was being foreclosed upon. So I was able to get in touch with the bank and make sure that they communicated with her. And she sent me a really nice email saying, with a picture of her house saying, you know, tonight, you know, my family and my dogs were all sleeping together in this house because we were able to get it refinanced. So something like that happens and the hair on the back of your neck stands up. It's really powerful. On the other hand, you know, things like Tennessee Works or putting $10 million of additional funds into college scholarships for needy students, or the First to the Top, which brought in additional $500 million into Tennessee public schools. All those things, you see less of the immediate impact, but you know in the long run, these are really significant changes for our state, and so I was proud to be part of that.
On the subject of Gig City, of course, the nickname for Chattanooga, Gig City, Chattanooga's received a lot of praise for the gigabit per second internet service, but it's also received some criticism from people who question the large sum of public money that's spent on a service that relatively few people are actually using. What could you do as mayor to capitalize on the ultra-high-speed internet in Chattanooga?
Well, the interesting thing about Gig City is that it builds upon the great entrepreneurial past of Chattanooga. If you think about it, our city was built on companies like Coca-Cola Bottling, and Chatham, and Provident, all of which began here and grew their businesses in Chattanooga. I think with the Gig City and other ideas like, and other practical applications like that, we're starting to see those days come back. We need to make sure that this entrepreneurial wave hits all parts of our city and that the rising tide is not just in certain parts, but every neighborhood. The mayor can really help in entrepreneurship, making sure that we support those organizations and those businesses where we can, and also ensure that government doesn't get in the way of their success.
And we're doing pretty good on time. We've only been talking for 7 minutes so far. So,
all right.
On the subject of affordable housing in Chattanooga, the Chattanooga-Hamilton County Regional Planning Agency released a housing study last year. The study recommends that the city of Chattanooga offer reduced fees, streamlined review, and density bonuses for projects that incorporate affordable housing. Do you think that the city should be offering tax breaks or bonuses to developers who deliberately create affordable housing?
Well, housing in Chattanooga is something that has, in the past, been a place where a number of players can come together to figure out a plan for the future. In our best days, we had private industry, nonprofits, and government all at the table trying to figure out how to provide things like affordable housing. We got to get back there again. I think if we work together on a plan for affordable housing, we can come up with something that will really help us. If you look at last year, there was a study that said that Chattanooga had the third highest raise in rents in the country. That's obviously great in a lot of ways and difficult for a lot of people who live here but are struggling. In the long run, though, we've got to start thinking about neighborhoods in a more holistic way. You have issues with affordable housing, but there are also a lot of issues with things like transportation and jobs and education, and we've got to get all these things right. Nobody wants to live in a neighborhood where they feel that their personal safety is endangered every day. People don't want to live in a neighborhood where their kid can't get an excellent education. It's hard to live in a place if there are not jobs nearby, or at least not transportation to opportunity. And so we can't just think about these problems as one issue, but instead as a series of interconnected ones.
On the subject of Chattanooga's budget, federal grant money for public policy is becoming increasingly precarious. Is there anything that you could do as the mayor to make Chattanooga less dependent on money from the federal government?
Well, it's certainly true that the federal government and what it's going to do is out of the control of local officials, except to the extent that you can talk to people and make the case for why Chattanooga should be a it's going to be a place of innovation and should be a location where we try to find the innovative policies of the future. In the long run, one of the things that I can tell you is that we've got to make sure that every dollar that we use in state government is used as efficiently as possible. I think that means that we need to budget based on results, not tradition. If something is a priority and we want and we know that an idea works, we should fund it. And if something doesn't work or it's just not a place that we think is a need for our area, we need to cut it. If you fund first based on your needs and on what works, you're going to be able to use your money much better than you don't. Part of that also means that, you know, we got to make sure that we know whether it works. And so the data part of that, being transparent about what government, what our goals are and whether programs meet our goal, you know, that's a critical part of knowing, okay, are we going to do this in the future?
You talked about this a little bit already. On the subject of crime, there's been a lot of media coverage about gang violence for the past couple of years in Chattanooga. Two-part question. First of all, do you think the problem is actually as big as the hype? And how would you minimize gang violence in Chattanooga?
We have a problem with crime in our community. It is too high, it's unacceptable, and we will change it. If you look at our crime, it is much larger than gang violence. We have a problem with property crime. We have too much domestic violence crime. We've got violent crime that's gang-related, and we have violent crime that's not gang-related. And truthfully, we got to do something about all of it, not just the gang-related crime. I think that means making sure that our police officers have the support of the mayor and the tools that they need to do their job. It also means that we got to come up with the solutions that will make our community better in the long run. We know that our youth need a path to success. Not everyone will take it, but somebody's going to offer these kids out there a chance to be somebody and to be successful. It may not be yours and my definition of successful. But if they don't see that there's another chance and another opportunity, they're going to choose the wrong path. So an important part of this is today ensuring that people who commit violent crimes understand that the punishment will be severe and immediate. The other part of that is to say in the long run, we've got to solve these long-term issues with our youth and give them a chance for success.
What do you think your number one concern or issue is as a potential mayor?
Public safety is certainly at the top. We've got to, we will change the crime rate. There is no other option. But I think all these issues that I've talked about today, public safety, education, economic development, efficiency and accountability in government, they're all related. So we have to make strides in each of them because, again, the public safety part is so connected to things like education and opportunity. We've got to think about these things as being all of one ilk so that we can make real strides. We can't forget about any of them.
You've got a few minutes left. Is there any kind of closing statement you'd like to make?
Well, I think... again, we've really got to make sure that we set the right tone in our city. I've been fortunate over the last several years to work with all kinds of people in getting things done. The days of bickering and pettiness must end. It too often in politics we see people not getting things done because of what seem to be small divisive issues. If we think about the vision that I talked about earlier today, let's build community. We need to share responsibility. If we do those things, we can create opportunity. If that's our driving goal every day, we will build a better Chattanooga. I think we live in the greatest place in the world. We have beautiful mountains and incredible river, but our best days are ahead of us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.